SUV, hoping that the terrorist with the remote detonator was focused on the first bomber, who was just now approaching the entrance to the bistro. All Drew needed was 3 more seconds. The man's body flew across the hood of the SUV and slammed onto the pavement. In the fraction of a second that it took Drew to reverse his momentum, he saw Validus's massive warrior charge an attacking monster across the street. Drew dove back over the black iron fence toward Sydney, passing right through another light invader with his sword stretched out, ready to engage the multiple dark invaders surrounding the bomber. Drew hit the ground beside Sydney. A waitress had joined her behind the table, shielding her. He careened into the brick wall of the bistro, unprotected by the table. He covered his ears as the pressure wave ripped through the air around them. Once Validus understood the Fallen's plot, dread filled his soul. He had been outmaneuvered by his brilliant nemesis. The suicide bombers were protected by 8 Fallen each. The closest threat to Carter was the bomber coming from the side street. Saison was closest, but he would soon be outmanned. 2 demons engaged Validus as he tried to make his way toward Carter.
Rumac, Rake, cover Carter. Persimus, you protect Carlisle. Jake, Crenshaw, get to the primary bomber and take him out.
Validus cut through one of the warriors' faces and allowed Tren to take the second one, which freed him to move toward Carter and Carlisle again. He was almost to them when he heard Persimus cry out a warning just before translating into the form of a waitress. Validus looked up to see Zurok jumping from the roof of the bistro to engage him. Validus had just enough time to raise his sword and deflect Zurok's powerful vertical cut. Precious seconds were lost as he saw Carter attack the bomber to save Carlisle. The Fallen had planned it well, and Validus knew he was about to lose both of them. As if the Fallen weren't advantaged enough, a Droxen...